cool if we have rotating venues, get races maybe every other year or every 2 years.
Can't rely on just the racetracks getting wider. We need to be able to get to the guys' bumpers.
Try to not take more than what the car will give you. Then those finishes seem to come a little bit easier.
Mark Garrow and PRN's Garage Pass.
You could save big when you bundle your home, auto, and other vehicles with Progressive. Now that we've covered something you could do, it's time for sports stuff you definitely could not do.
You could not have turned that double play. If you think you could dive, then spin, then launch a perfect throw 120 feet, you must be forgetting that you get dizzy when you stand up too fast sometimes. If you tried to throw that hard, that would be the last thing you did with your arm before shoulder surgery.
But you definitely could save big when you bundle your home, auto, and other vehicles with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Grime, friction, wear, destructive words when it comes to an engine. Adding Z-Max Micro Lubricant to your oil and fuel allows it to soak into metal to disperse harmful carbon deposits. Don't run your engine without Z-Max. Help improve performance, reduce emissions, extend engine life, and improve fuel mileage with Z-Max Micro Lubricant. Get Z-Max today at ZMAX.com or your local auto parts store.
In recent years, NASCAR has been very aggressive in changing up the Cup Series schedule, adding a Chicago street race and the All-Star Weekend at North Wilkesboro in 2023. It's a trend Joe Gibbs driver Christopher Bell is all for.
Changing the schedule up is something that I've been really a proponent of, or someone an advocate of, I guess, to go to different racetracks. And, you know, going to North Wilkesboro is going to be a huge addition to the schedule. Going to the Nashville Fairgrounds will be a huge addition to the schedule. And I think that we should change it up. You know, every year we shouldn't go to the same places. It would be cool if we have rotating venues that, you know, get races maybe every other year or every 2 years. And, you know, I think it'll help create that event feel from, you know, racetracks that don't have races every day.
Dallas-based global logistics group Worldwide Express is increasing their sponsorship of Trackhouse Racing this season, going from 12 races to 21. They'll be the primary for Ross Chastain 19 times and Daniel Suarez twice. NetSpend, a financial services company, will be a multi-race sponsor for Richard Childress and Kyle Busch, their first event at the Circuit of the Americas in Austin, Texas. And a half dozen teams have wrapped up a two-day practice at Phoenix, with NASCAR trying out a number of changes to improve short track racing with the next-gen Cup car, which Martin Truex Jr. thinks is a good idea.
Very much so. I think it needs an overhaul of some sort. We need to make it better. You know, we can't rely on just the racetracks getting wider. We need to be able to get to the guys' bumpers and short track race.
This is dirt racer Kenny Wallace. The dirt race is back at Bristol in 2023, and once again, it's a night race. It's the Food City Dirt Race, 7 p.m. on Sunday, April 9th. I want to see all my diehard NASCAR and dirt racing fans there, so get your tickets today. Remember, this isn't just any old dirt race. It's a dirt race at Bristol, baby.
Stewart Haas Racing has re-upped Chase Briscoe, signing the 28-year-old driver to a multi-year contract extension. The Indiana native is coming off his first playoff run, finding out good finishes come from not taking more than the car has to give.
So that's my biggest thing. I felt like I learned last year, and my biggest thing I want to do going into this year is just be more consistent and just understand the risk versus reward of when's the time to maybe make this move or not make this move, and just let things come to you instead of trying to force them so much.
Mark Garrow in PRN's Garage Pass, brought to you by Progressive. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save nearly $700 on average.